fee and part of the claim is about that day. So he's talking around, well, part of the claim is, claims you can raise and stuff, you put it. About, so, they can fool around, but. But I told him, we can get all kind of analysis we want, Rob, about the, you know, the habits and all the rest. Yeah, you know, the common weaknesses and so forth and so on, but, you've always got a major, a man against you, who he's up against. And, as you see, Connelly has a potential president that he's got. We've got it in the show.
Oh, sure.
You mentioned that, so it's true. He's a damn leader. But sure, erratic, explosive, he's, impulsive and the rest, but on the other hand,
what needs to be done is just to get him, if he'll change, is to start working with him on some of the stuff that he ought to start building up a staff. He ought to start putting the thing together that can, he's got to build himself a guy that'll run it.
He needs a manager.
He really does. He'll need it as president. He's got to have somebody that you know, runs at least my end of things, if not a guy that can take the overall stuff for him. He'd be better. He needs a Sherman Adams.
Yeah, he needs a farmer.
He
doesn't have the self-discipline and judgment. He has other qualities. He's got there more explosive and so on.
But he'd be a hell of a guy. But
makes very good errors. That's the problem. He has
got some very solid judgment.
Say, I look at my
policy.
He does talk to lots of people when they're gone.
Yes,
I mean, that's good. He loves this. He likes that confidence.
He shoots from the hip.
He should be able to tend to shoot from the hip, and he needs a strong person around him. He'll say, God damn, that won't work. You've got to think a little bit. See, I'm a very cautious operator. I think true. What's the
Christian might be the guy. The other guy might be Tom Johnson, who in some ways is stronger. In any sense, we can't get Tom Johnson. The LA Times' paper, the Dallas paper, he's going to go on as executive editor, which is. He wants to stay down there.
Good.
He feels he's better off outside, for now at least.
Good.
And,
switch out. Let me ask you one thing. I looked over this paragraph, this stuff, and it was too long. I mean, it's not bad. I just didn't want to read a 10-minute speech. You know, it's about a 1,100 words.
As you know, the way that's set up, the briefer you are, the better off you are.
The speeches are written out in terms of calling for reconciliation and all that sort of ideas. I may be wrong about this, but I'm just not comfortable doing that.
I think you're right.
I mean, I'm saying, don't let my prejudices, so sometimes they're wrong.
No, but your prejudices,
I know John feels that sometimes they're wrong, you mentioned today, but this is something that I just have a gut reaction about. I'm more hard-minded than even you can on this.
Calling for reconciliation. It's up to them to reconcile, yeah. Not up to you.
Who the hell's tearing the country apart? You know what I thought I might do, Miss Franklin?
That this particular prayer breakfast would be more appropriate than the address from the president, that I'd ask you to join me in 5 minutes of silent prayer.
Why don't I just do that?
I think it'd be a real coup. But play it back to Upland's thing, because a lot of people have seen it. It ties you back to your peace thing. Say, this is a time when our own thoughts are maybe more important than what someone else says to us. You know, play it, stick it a little bit. I think it would be sensational. They're all sitting there babbling, you know, you just put it to them.
I'll say during this period, I suggest that I know I can't, but I'm just appreciate the photographers about to snap their cameras.
something.
Get amnesty, yeah.
Yeah, amnesty, that's right, for something else on the market. Amnesty and founding and the gifts of duty.
That's worth doing.
Darn right. Those are three good presidential speeches, actually.
But the point that Colson makes is that the, that really the press conference or the Q&A is the best, is my best method of communicating.
Yeah.
Which is what Hoover said at Roosevelt's lecture.
Yeah,
Roosevelt told Sapphire, and he says that's President the Roosevelt was fired by Chapter Nixon, so the press conference, that's his thing.
Sure.
If we think that is the case, Colson's view is somewhat like yours. He says he thinks we ought to do it in the night. He is trying to that I will not buy on 7:30. I just feel more comfortable at 7:30. I think it's 3 9 or 7:30 is a hell of a lot of people. But nevertheless, if he did, I think that the he feels it should be done more, as he says, more often. He says, 12 times a year, I say, I think it's too often. And I think the combination of the best combination is this. And I could do the same thing like this out in San Clemente, you know, standing out there in front of the trees again, and let them bang away at the man, making the evening news, which is too loud, and then do the prime timer, not prime timer, or 7:30, which is close to prime time, about once every 2 months.
I do it 4 or 5 times a year, and I think that's all.
4 or 5 times a year, right.
Isn't that really enough? On that one. But I would argue that you ought to do 1 or maybe 2 prime time in each year, too, where you really get the big audience, because the audience difference is enormous.
But if you do the prime timer.
Now, the way around that is to do a 7:30 in California.
But you do a prime timer.
I don't mean this trip, but I mean, as a calendar, do it out west instead of doing it here. If you do it out west at 7:30, you're doing it at 10:30 back here, which is
about a prime.
Damn good.
But also, you can have a prime timer with the 3 people. Which is the better?
Okay, that may be better. If you have all 3, maybe better. But then,
you know, we have great arguments about that. You know, we want our own people, something that's investment, something the East Room is best.
And the answer is that nobody really knows which is best, and then probably one, and probably there isn't an answer to which is best. One is best for some people on some points, and the other is best for other people on other points. Therefore, you ought to do them both.
Do it in this room or East Room.
I don't know why they get more people. You've got 200. What difference?
Where is more? That's my point.
Once you've got more than 100 people,
where is
you've got more than 20 people.
What difference does it make? And whether it's the East Room or not, you could say in the room of the architect, the moment you're on, it's the man and then
the executive briefing.
And it's damn good television.
We should do that when 9:15, sir.
You have about an hour.
Like,
You'll have to go through the books on the Heath thing and go into Henry now and say, I guess that I only have time to read it. I want it down to the least amount that I have to read. There I have my whole time to read the books. So that's why I want to take everything out.